back to school in Chicago.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. About 350,000 students in Chicago will be back in the classroom this morning after Chicago public school teachers voted to suspend their 7-day strike. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports on what happens now.
When a fight gets this ugly, it's tough to move on.
I don't think the parties really recognize that at the end of the day, after an agreement is reached, they have to learn to live with each other.
Gary Chason teaches labor relations at Clark University. He says collective bargaining is about more than negotiating one contract.
Collective bargaining is about establishing a relationship that you can work with in the future.
Chason says the city and union will need to sit down for a long meeting in neutral territory and play nice. They'll also have to patch things up with parents and students. Artist Jenny Magnus has a fifth grader. She's been going to a strike camp Magnus and her husband have been running at a Chicago theater. Magnus hopes teachers will talk about the strike with their students.
What do you think about it, children? How do you feel? What's it been like for you? Are your parents upset?
Magnus supports the union, but says she's tired of the nastiness from both sides. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Ann Schutz Company is planning to sell its sports and entertainment operation called AEG, which is about the biggest name in Los Angeles sports, with the possible exception of Kobe Bryant. AEG could fetch several billion dollars. Marketplace editor Jonathan Karp has been following this story from Los Angeles, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so first of all, Jonathan, what do we know about the sale of the Ann Schutz Entertainment Group?
Well, AEG has said that it wants to sell the entire company, and it's a sports and entertainment powerhouse that includes the Staples Center Arena, the new Barclays Arena in Brooklyn. They own hockey teams and parts of the Los Angeles Lakers, and they've been trying to build a football stadium in Los Angeles to lure an NFL team back to the city.
And that football stadium has been a big story in Los Angeles, and it seems surprising that they would sell this part of the company just as they're about to get things rolling on this football stadium.
Yes, they just got Los Angeles City Planning Commission approval last week, and the company is awaiting City Council approval, so it's a very delicate time.
So do we have any idea who might buy this company?
There will probably be several bidders. One local billionaire, Patrick Soon-Shiong, has expressed interest. He's a medical entrepreneur. And I've also been told that Guggenheim Partners, the money management firm that bought the Los Angeles Dodgers, is also in the game for AEG.
Any change for sports fans if this company changes hands in terms of management?
AEG says no, and also Los Angeles Mayor Villaraigosa issued a statement last night saying that he expects the new ownership to continue with the protections and the plans that AEG had worked on.
Marketplace editor Jonathan Karp joining us from Los Angeles. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in overseas trading this morning, up more than 1% in Hong Kong and Tokyo, just a fraction higher right now in London and Frankfurt. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 11 points to close at 13,564.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
The National Association of Home Builders says builder sentiment is at the highest level in 6 years. So what if you want to get into the housing market right now? Well, that's the subject of our Money Matters segment today, and we're joined by Patty Hirsch, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, Patty, is this a good time to buy finally? I mean, we've got prices that are very low and interest rates are seemingly even lower.
Yeah, it's a great time to buy. Very rarely do we have a situation where you've got low interest rates and low prices. So this is a great time to step into the market. Of course, the problem is if you need to get a loan, you're still going to have problems because banks still have very, very high credit standards. They want you to have a high credit score. And unless you sort of tick all of those boxes, it's going to be a lot harder for you to get money from a lender.
But even if you can get the loan, I've heard stories about people who go try and buy a house and they can't do it because there's so much competition.
Yeah, and there's an enormous amount of cash in the market right now. You have individual buyers who have lots and lots of cash and can buy houses with all cash deals. You've also got speculators, people who are buying to rent, these investors that are coming in with all cash. And a lot of the time, if you're a seller, you look much more kindly on someone who's coming to you with an all-cash deal rather than someone who's coming with a loan. That's because cash deals are quicker to close. There's less risk.
Right.
If you're going to go with someone with a loan, then maybe the bank's going to fall out of that. Maybe the bank's not going to like something that it sees in the deal and back out, and then you're left back at square one again.
Now, how do you find the deals that are just the best of the best? These foreclosed properties, these short sales, stuff like that, that just sound too good to be true.
Well, short sales are going to come through the normal listings, the MLS that the real estate agents use. Also, these places like Zillow and Redfin, you'll see them listed as short sales. But foreclosures, which are the really, really sort of bargain basement deals, you're going to get those through specific real estate agents that are specializing in foreclosures. And a lot of the time you'll find in markets that banks like to work with a very specific real estate agent because they like to run all their business through that one person. So the trick is to find that real estate agent, and you can find them through the regular listings, but you can also find them through these internet databases of foreclosures, which you can find in various markets around the country.
And just to be clear, buying a foreclosed home is not necessarily a sure thing. You could be taking pretty big risk there, right?
You could, and it could end up being an even more expensive prospect because you've got so much work to do on the back end in many of these houses because they've been trashed, because they've been sitting around for so many months with no maintenance at all.
Patty Hirsch, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace, thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.
And finally, Californians like to think of themselves as people without accents, or at least with a neutral accent. But some new research from Stanford finds that is not the case. That, in fact, Californians share common linguistic traits with people from the Midwest and the South. So maybe Saturday Night Live had it right.
I'm your dad's new wife. We got married yesterday at San Paolo Mission up in Carmel. We took the 101 to the 1 straight up to Big Sur and got off on Cabrillo.
Now, as a former resident of the Golden State, I can guarantee you most of them do not sound like that. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.